in the backyard of the Big Apple on a glorious Saturday afternoon. This is Monmouth University football. Today, the Hawks invading Robert Kraft Field at Wayne Stadium for a first-time matchup with the Lions of Columbia University. Hi, and good afternoon, everyone. So happy to be back with you on the air, 1160, 1310 a.m., shoresportsnetwork.com, along with my good buddy Eddie Acapinti, Matt Harmon, as we get set for week number five of the collegiate football season for the Monmouth University Hawks, who come in fresh off a 21-14 victory a week ago over Holy Cross. MU 1-3 on the season. This Columbia Lions team playing just their second game of the year. They were beaten up handily at the hands of a top 25 team, Fordham, 52-7, the final score in their season opener. This today, the home opener for Pete Mangurian in his second year as the head coach, 3-8 a year ago, 0-1 so far this year. After a ride up the Turnpike and the West Side Highway, we sit now in the northernmost part of the borough of the Bronx and getting set for kickoff, which is an early start today, 12:30 kickoff here from Wayne Stadium. Great setup here up in Columbia. I have to say, my first time up to the actual school and athletic complex, everything kind of situated within a block or two radius. They've got football, they've got soccer, they've got field hockey, they've got lacrosse, they've got softball and baseball, all kind of within a stone's throw away from this football stadium. And Eddie, this is a game for Monmouth that I think going into it, you would have to rank them for maybe, with the exception of last year, but I'm not sure everyone really knew what to expect out of Holy Cross, as a favorite going into the game. I would have said last week, if you would have said who's the favorite in the game, maybe a bit of a push because Holy Cross was coming off of such a big win over Central Connecticut State a week ago. But Monmouth right now seems to have the offense on the right track, certainly the running game.
Yeah, Matt, and a very good Saturday to you as well. Happy to be back after not being able to be with you last week. And this, a beautiful Saturday in New York City, and you said it, hopefully win number two in a row for the Monmouth Hawks, who come into this game, as you said, touchdown winners last time out against Holy Cross. I'd even make the argument, Matt, the offense has looked good 2 weeks in a row. A couple of weeks ago against Lehigh, they put 25 up against the then number 19 Mountain Hawks. And I would look for this offense to keep rolling today. Fordham, who's nationally ranked, really hung a big number on Columbia last week, defeating the Lions 52-7. I think this Monmouth offense with this newfound rushing attack, this two-prong game between Julian Hayes and KB Asante will come out. I think they will dictate tempo and pace and look for them to really pound the rock against a Columbia team that gave up a lot of yards last week, both in the air and on the ground.
And it was something that Monmouth had not done since 2007, that being put two running backs over the 100-yard plateau. Well, now it's been back-to-back weeks that MU has done it. KB Asante and Julian Hayes each have really kind of found their niche in this offense. A whole lot of credit, though, obviously has to go to the guys up front who have done a magnificent job the last 2 weeks, but last week especially in the win.
Matt, your running game and your offense is only as good as the big five up front, and you said it, this veteran group has really been getting the job done these last 2 weeks. You look at it, it all starts in the middle with Mike Hunchek, preseason All-American in certain publications. And then you look up and down. I see a lot of seniors, a lot of juniors. Maxwell, Ireland, Johnston, and Patterson have been great these last 2 weeks. And we talked to the running backs during the week. I know you had KB on the Kevin Callahan Monmouth football show on Tuesday night. He was quick to credit the offensive line as well. It was their performance in the second half against Lehigh and in the entire 60 minutes against Holy Cross that is the reason that the offense is back on track.
Monmouth 0-1 against Ivy League schools. They played their first Ivy a year ago, 41-38 defeat at the hands of Cornell, a team that they'll have a crack at later on this season. And the first ever matchup here for Coach Callahan in the Bronx area and in the city. Monmouth looking to go to 2-3 on the year. Defensively, I think the team maybe found its stride a little bit a week ago as well. A couple of sacks, a lot of pressures, a couple of turnovers forced as well, and limiting the opposition. And you're talking about a Holy Cross team that in the week prior ran for over 400 yards on 70-plus carries against Central Connecticut State. Last week, the numbers for the Crusader offense, 25 rushes for 55 yards. All of a sudden, the Monmouth defense looked like the Monmouth defense.
And this is the defense that we have been accustomed to years ago that now looks to be returning to that level of play. Matt, you mentioned it. I would even say going back to that Liberty game, if you remember, the Flames had a difficult time, and they're one of the better teams in FCS football, running the ball up front. When Monmouth faces a team that wants to traditionally run against them, that means line it up with a fullback, some tight ends, quarterback under center, they do very well. They get into trouble sometimes with dual threat quarterbacks, with guys that want to get to the outside and stretch the limit of the scrimmage line. I would say this Monmouth defensive line, Matt, has been just as good as the offensive line. The front seven, led by Gary Onakuzi at middle linebacker, is very much improved, and I think you can look for this Monmouth team to now, after last week's win, maybe look to get on a little bit of a run against teams that they're more accustomed to playing.
Nice facility here at the Columbia University home field, Robert K. Kraft Field at Lawrence A. Wien Stadium. Just about everything that you'll see around campus here and around the athletic facility has a name on it. Every door, every field, every facility, and that really is what the Ivy League kind of stands for. We will step out and take a pause for the national anthem. We're back in 2 minutes with more of the pregame show on the Shore Sports Network. Among the many bridges and overpasses here, Columbia has a big pale blue and white sea painted on one of the rock formations under one of the bridges, kind of in the outlies of the stadium here. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti, as we welcome you back in to our pregame show today, presented by Surf Taco. Surf Taco, good food, good people, and good vibe. You know, one of the things for Monmouth, which has kind of, I think, at least kept the season on track despite a 1-3 record, has been more or less a lack of key injuries. There is one today that we'll keep our eye on, as our injury report is presented by Barnabas Health. Premier Healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary.
And Matt, that injury that you reference is an important one on this Monmouth offense. It's Mike McLafferty, the veteran player, will miss this afternoon's game again. He's still nursing that high ankle sprain, and that's a key because Mike is one of the leading receivers on this team. Comes into the game, 6 catches, 113 yards, and a touchdown. But not only in the receiving game is that big, but also up front. Mike is a big-time blocker. He's receiving interest from NFL teams. It's unfortunate that he won't be able to go today against this Columbia team, and we look forward to hopefully having him return for next week's game when MU returns home.
Yeah, he has basically in his career been almost like a sixth offensive lineman, 6'6", 255 pounds. McLafferty did dress again for the pregame warm-ups and participate, but whether or not he actually gives it a go today, still very questionable. We saw the same thing last week as well. Warmed up, didn't look very good during pregame warm-ups, one without pads and one with, and did dress for the entire game, but did not play against Holy Cross. So let's talk about this Columbia team, partner, 0-1 on the season, 3 wins a year ago, and it's a team that's making a bit of a transition with their second-year coach, Paul Mangurian. I think still trying to really figure things out in terms of what they want to be. Within their two deep, a whole lot of young players for sure, and a key injury that they suffered last week. Brett Nottingham, who is a Stanford quarterback, transferred here to Columbia, was expected to kind of lead the charge offensively. Actually played pretty well in the first half plus against Fordham a week ago. He is out now for the season.
And that's a huge loss, Matt, for this Columbia University team, because he was really brought in here to make them go. He backed up Andrew Luck in 2010 and 2011. He lost a three-way quarterback battle at Stanford last year, ultimately transferring now to Columbia. I know we talked about it coming in. Must be a pretty smart kid if he got into both Stanford and Columbia. But not having him for this game, huge. He'll miss the season with a right wrist injury that he hurt in that game against Fordham. That will be huge. Another key loss is along the defensive line, and another player who will not be able to play today, and Sei Adebayo. He hurt himself last week. He's out for the season. But look at Nottingham. He came in here, Matt, to be the guy. He was going to put up big numbers. I mean, he was a Pac-12 recruit. Now they'll have to go a different way here at Columbia. So enter sophomore Trevor McDonough.
Yeah, Nottingham last week, 12 of 23 for 144 yards, was intercepted. That one was brought all the way back for a score by Fordham. And then McDonough took things over, went 8 of 17 for 83 yards, did throw for a touchdown in the contest. So I think the trick here for Monmouth would be, Can you continue what you started to do last week against Holy Cross? And that was put a heck of a lot more pressure on the quarterback than you did the first 3 weeks of the season. Monmouth with three recorded sacks from a week ago and pressures all over the place. Eric Masick, Jack Eisenstadt, Dave Demersion all had sacks. And the Monmouth front four and some of the linebackers spent a whole lot of time in the Holy Cross backfield pressuring the quarterback last week.
And also to build on that point, this Columbia team last week against Fordham gave up four sacks for a total of minus 60 yards. So they've got protection issues up front. They'll have to keep McDonough upright for Columbia to move the ball efficiently. So look for that Monmouth defensive line. And if you remember all the way back to that first home game against Lehigh, the Hawks played well in the second half up front in that game. Pat O'Hara stands out in that game as well. Darnell Leslie. We're still kind of waiting, Matt, for that Darnell Leslie breakout 2-3 sack performance. Could happen today against the Lions.
I thought he actually played a really solid game. You know, sometimes, especially if you're a pass rush guy, the numbers don't show up unless you get the sacks, but Leslie spent a lot of time last week in the backfield wreaking havoc on what we wound up seeing as three Holy Cross quarterbacks. They just kept throwing guys out there hoping something would stick, and it was really unable to. This is a Columbia football program that you could go all the way back to 1807 when they played their first football game, at least in their record book against Rutgers. It was a 6-3 loss, and then they went all the way to 1872 without playing, and then obviously they've been a mainstay ever since here in the Ivy League. Some real good teams going up through the years. They're one of those old school traditional type programs, and going through a bit of a tough growing period time right now is this program. We mentioned three wins from a year ago. They had a one-win season in 2011, a four-win season in 2009 and 2010, two wins in 08, one win in 07. Last time the program was 500, you've got to go all the way back to 2006 when they were 5-5. The last time they finished with a winning record, Eddie, 1996 when they went 8-2. So this is a program that obviously with any Ivy League school, a very proud alum base, a very fruitful alum base. They have a nice facility here at Kraft Field that suits seats about 19,000 people. We're not going to have that many here today, but you know in this area, especially with Fordham now on the rise, Columbia realizes probably they got to get things turned around and turned around pretty quick.
Well, partner, look at New York City football. When you think about it, it's those two teams. Hofstra a few years ago dropped football. So Columbia, as one of the proudest institutions, not just in New York City, but in the country, especially as far as what you and I do, communication-wise. I mean, this is one of the paramount universities in the country. You know they want to get good. They want to get back on track. They put a lot of people in prominent positions all over the country, especially in New York, and they're a point of pride. And you'll be able to tell that when you can see all the light blue in the area. They got the big sea and the rocks right here, right on the water. A lot of pride here on campus and with this football program who is still searching, as you said earlier, for an identity.
Our coin toss about set to take place, and our coin toss today is presented by Coke Zero. The Hawks get a taste of forward progress, and so can you with Coca-Cola Zero, the only drink to combine real Coca-Cola taste and zero calories. So grab one now and taste forward progress with Coca-Cola Zero. Enjoy everything. Four captains for Columbia, the five for Monmouth, four of which go out for the coin toss today. Looks like Tevron Brandon is the man talking things over with the referee. Columbia will be in their home light blue jerseys today, the white numerals, the white helmets with the blue C on either side, white pants. Monmouth in their home white jerseys today, the midnight blue numbers, midnight blue pants, and the dark blue helmets with the white MU insignia on either side.
And Matt, Monmouth called the toss as the visiting team. Columbia won it. They deferred. Monmouth will get the football to begin things here on just a picture-perfect Saturday in New York City.
So the Hawk offense, which was pretty good a week ago, the passing attack didn't need to be great with the success of the running game. Brandon Hill, who has taken over as the starting quarterback for MU this year, 66 of 111 on the season, 792 yards, five touchdowns, six interceptions, was not picked off last week against Holy Cross. First time that that had happened all year. His numbers from a week ago, 12 of 22 for 139 yards. Did have an unbelievable throw on a touchdown pass to Lamar Davenport that put the Hawks on the board late in the second quarter, which really turned out to be a pretty big play. In the four games that I've seen him play, I think far and away it was actually his best throw of his entire Monmouth career.
And I would look for Brandon Hill's development, Matt, to continue with the reinvention and advent of this improved running game. The quarterback's best friend is an offensive line and a running game. And if Monmouth can continue to stay ahead of the chains, if they can get good yardage on first down on the ground potentially, open up the play-action passing game. When Brandon can kind of let the game come to him, and take what the defense gives him. I'm going to see how many cliches I can throw out in one pregame set, apparently. But it's all true. If Monmouth can run the football and make things more comfortable for their quarterback, you'll watch his efficiency go up.
Columbia has taken the field with their full squad. You know, the Lions looking forward to putting together a solid effort here in their home opener in front of their home crowd. Did pull off a pretty good upset a year ago in the Ivy League. Beat Cornell in their annual matchup. The Ivy, one of the smaller leagues within the country, just eight schools. Columbia among them, Princeton, Penn, Dartmouth, Yale, Harvard, Cornell, and Brown. And the Ivy's really the last conference to get up and running in college football, as no one in the Ivy League played until last Saturday.
Well, Matt, we hear the term student-athlete all over the place. It is no truer statement than in the Ivy League. They start practicing later than everyone. They start playing later than everyone. They voluntarily don't participate in the FCS playoffs because it conflicts with exams. So this is a league that puts, I mean, the word premium doesn't even say it enough. It's all about the student in student athlete. This is their second game, as Matt said. They're 0-1. This is MU's fifth game. So alone, Matt, that should give the Hawks an advantage in this one. They come in, for the most part, fairly healthy.
Luke Eddy, the senior kicker from Shirley, Massachusetts, will get this game underway. Puts the ball between the X at the 35-yard line and the left side hash mark. Sends four players off to his left, six back to the right. The Lions will kick left to right, and we are underway. A high but short kick. Returnable for Tevron Brandon at the 11. Gets to the 21. Slips a tackle. Gets to the 23. Maybe out to the 24-yard line, where Monmouth will start with it. First down and 10. Brandon Hill, as we mentioned, the UMass transfer, the starting quarterback up front. The line has been playing some great football. The tackles, Brandon Maxwell and Josh Patterson, two fifth-year seniors on the outside. The fifth-year senior center is Mike Hunchek, number 55. Peter Ireland and Reese Johnston, the two guards. The tight end today will be Zach Fable. Starting in the backfield, Julian Hayes, and Monmouth will come out here with their three wide receiver set. Neil Sterling will split out wide to the right, coming near sideline to the left. In the slot is Eric Sumlin. The wide man is Lamar Davenport. 4-3 defense as Hill wants to throw here on first down. He's got Sumlin wide open in the flat. That will be ruled as not a catch. I thought someone was able to get his hands underneath it. And an early kind of negative for Brandon Hill as Sumlin was wide open and kind of short hopped it in there.
Had two receivers in the flat. Had a tight end option short with Fable, instead elected to go to Sumlin. I like coming out and throwing on first down, but again, now Monmouth at a disadvantage at second and 10.
Trips package this time off to the left side of Hill. Ball from the right hash mark. We're just underway here from Columbia University. Hayes will get the carry on second down and long. We'll take it out to the 28-yard line for a gain of 5. Yielding a 3rd and 5 for the Hawks. Chad Washington and Nick Melko, the two starting ends. Wes Childress and Nico Padilla are the two tackles. Vinny Pouliez and Brian East, the outside linebackers. Zach Olinger is the middleman. The corners, Travis Rhyme and Malcolm Thaxton. Jerry Mingo, probably their best player on defense, at one safety. Markel Carter is the other. 3rd and 5 now for the Hawks. 4 wide receiver set. Hill smacks the hands together, wants the snap, and gets it. Mild pressure coming, stands in the pocket, delivers it to Hayes out of the backfield, who will make the catch and get forward to the first down out to the 35-yard line. So MU will get a early first down here as we're just about a minute in to our first quarter in a scoreless game.
And those Monmouth starting offensive lineups brought to you by our friends at the Boathouse Bar and Grill, which is your spot for college and NFL football all season long.
Davenport this time going to come wide to the left. Sterling will stay up as the single receiver to the right. H-back into the game is Justin Pandorf, the senior from Lacey. Hayes will get the carry. Cut back of the point of attack. Take it out over the 35 to the 37-yard line. Tackle made by Nico Padilla, the sophomore defensive tackle. Who is remark on the recruiting base for a lot of the schools that we've seen so far, and very familiar to certainly Lehigh and Holy Cross with players from all over the country. That's what you get with Patriots and Ivy League type schools. Bubble screen set up for Sterling. He's off the right side. Break through one tackle and then take it out over the first down marker to the 46-yard line. Nice blocking on the far sideline by Thaddeus Richards, who was the extra wide receiver into the game, and MU gets another first down.
Like that play there, making a concerted effort to get the football into Neil Sterling's hands. That time they run bubble screen. Good job by the right side of that Monmouth offensive line getting out in front.
Sterling, 22nd catch on the year on first and 10. It'll be Hayes off the right side. Hit at the line of scrimmage, but able to keep forward push moving ahead and into Columbia territory at the Lion 48-yard line.
Good yardage there, Matt.
Good start here for the Monmouth offense, doing a little bit of everything, a little passing, a little running. That was obviously the key last week, the running game. You would think maybe Monmouth wants to challenge the back four a bit of Columbia today, but if the running game is going to continue to work, you can be able to be a bit more conservative. On second down and a long four, Hill does want to throw here. Well, check down. Catch is made by Fable, who was the H-back lined up, and he'll get close to the first down marker at the Columbia 44 and about a half-yard line. Needs a little bit more of about a nose of a football to get the first down.
Yeah, I believe Brandon recognized that Zach Fable was wide open too late by the time he got the football, and then Fable fumbled it a little bit. It allowed the Columbia defense to pursue him, which is why he was knocked down just short of that first down. Actually, Matt, they're going to give him the yardage. It was a first down.
A good spot. Actually, really good spot. A good half yard ahead where it looked like he was taken down. Fable will stay into the game. Sets himself as part of an offset I formation to the left. Hayes off tackle to the left. Cuts back, goes to his right. Comes to the middle part of the field. Stacked up there and dropped at the 40-yard line. Host of blue jerseys up off the bottom of the pile. Chad Washington leading the way on the stop. 4-yard pickup, make it second and 6. We're at the 11:25 mark here in quarter number 1. This is the opening drive of the game, and Monmouth getting themselves a little closer to scoring position. 3 wide receivers set. Sumlin, Davenport come left. Sterling up top to the right. Fable this time as a H-back set up, more of a wing-type position to the right side. 4 into the pattern. Hill standing in. Wants Fable out of the backfield. That one thrown off the mark a bit, and it will bring up a 3rd and 6. Little wheel route that time by Zach Fable.
Scored a touchdown, Matt, on that exact same route with Greg DePue throwing him the football against Liberty. That time, both defenders went with Fable, both the corner and safety. Sterling was wide open. Hill had made his mind up already to try it deep to the tight end.
Fable will stay in the game, set himself to the left side of the formation this time. Now trips off that way. Fable, Sumlin, and Davenport from the end of the tackle box all the way to the sideline. Sterling with a lot of room to operate with press coverage now on him and the safety up over the top. 3rd and 6. Hill wants to throw. Looking left all the time. Now flushing the pocket, goes right. Ken Tuckett, he's going to have the first down as he will head out of bounds at the 32-yard line. Good recognition by Brandon Hill to realize I can get the first down, pick up 8, and get out of bounds to move the sticks.
Yeah, not a very mobile quarterback, Matt, but what he can do sometimes is buy time. That time, it was 2 deep man coverage. 2 safeties back. Everyone else had a man. Once their backs turned to Hill, he was able to get it upfield and pick up the first down.
Hayes staying in the game. It's been his series. Brandon Sook has checked in as the extra tight end. Blitz off the corner from Columbia. Hayes saw it and quickly shot upfield. Gets to the 29-yard line. A gain of 3. Coming off the edge that time was Markel Carter from a safety spot. Make it 2nd and 7 for the Hawks as we tick down towards the 10-minute mark here. And a good early drive for MU.
Yeah, Matt, good clock-eating drive. I see they have the same problem with their scoreboard here. We do at home. Hard to see how much time is left, but the Hawks have had the football. They've made a few first downs, and they're letting that Columbia defense wear it a little bit.
Didn't realize we had a problem with our scoreboard looking at it at certain times of the day. Incomplete pass here as Hill looking for Sterling over the middle. That one will be an incompletion and set up a third and seven.
You mean the guessing of game time is more of an acquired skill than anything else?
All depends on the time of day that the game starts and where the sun is.
Well, I believe we're one of the earlier kickoffs in FCS football today with this 12:30 start. I'm not sure about you, partner. I love the early start.
Monmouth scoring drives a week ago, really good. We'll talk about those in just a second. But this another long type drive, trying to keep it alive here on a third and seven. Mix up in the backfield. Hayes went one way, Hill the other. And Hill able to get forward to the line of scrimmage, but that was a busted play all the way. And now on fourth down and seven, MU will come on for what will be a pretty sizable field goal for Eric Spillane. Talk about those scoring drives from a week ago. 12 plays, 84 yards, a 15-play, 97-yard drive, and MU with a shorter 60-yard type drive in there as well. But they really chewed up a lot of clock. This will be a 46-yard field goal for Spillane. Within his range, it'll match his career-long and season-long. Chips this one up, drifting, and it is good. Popped it up and probably made it by a good 5 or 6 yards. So MU on the board on their first possession. Monmouth 3, Columbia nothing. We step out with 9:18 to go in the first quarter. We're back with more Monmouth football on the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back here from Columbia University, their athletic complex. North end of the Bronx, almost where the Harlem and the Hudson Rivers come together. Monmouth taking the opening drive, able to punch one in for three. Eric Spillane with a 46-yard field goal. 14-play, 48-yard drive that stalled there on a busted play on third down. Now Lucas Santangelo will come on to kick this one off for MU. Ball is blown off the tee, not once, but twice for Santangelo. We'll get our first look at this Columbia offense with the sophomore quarterback Trevor McDonough coming on.
Wasn't the starter when the year began, thrust into duty with the injury to Brett Nottingham. We'll see what he brings to the table in this his first start.
Alan Watson and Trevor Bell back deep, along with Augie Braddock. This one out over the 25 to the 30. Big hole for Columbia at the 40. Santangelo has to get involved to make the tackle. That one almost brought all the way back. Nice return for the Lions to begin it.
They'll have great starting field position after that play, and the Monmouth special teams had been better these last couple of weeks. That time Columbia with a big play setting up their offense almost at midfield.
And under the direction now of Trevor McDonough, who takes the reins over from Stanford transfer Brett Nottingham, Marcoris Garrett, who was an All-Ivy League performer a season ago, will operate as the main back. He is a senior, 5'11", 202 pounds, last week 89 yards. He'll get the pitch here. Power sweep off the right side, runs through a couple of tackles, and dancing forward for a first down. Gets to the 41-yard line, running through that 4-3 Monmouth defense. Jimmy Yukovich and Keith Remulak, the two tackles. Joe Gogorovich and Marshall Markham, the two guards. The center, Ryan Thomas. The tight end, Hamilton Garner. The three-wide receiver package, Ryan Flannery, Connor Nelligan, and Scooter Hollis are the three to get the call. Referees holding things up for just a second. And Columbia will re-huddle. Darnell Leslie, Pat O'Hara, the two starting ends today for Monmouth. Eric Masick back at full strength. Andrew Zerzinski also anchoring the defensive tackle spot. Dave Demersian, John Sikowski, and Gary Onakuzi, the three linebackers. The back four, Tevron Brandon and Joe Johnson, along with Andrew Sutton and Clark Coe.
And Matt, I believe we're having an issue with the play clock right now, and that's why we have this stoppage of play. Looking over, it just is set on 25. They'll, I believe, go to wind it again. Not really sure. I know there's a misfunction with the crowd microphone for the head referee. Columbia back in their huddle now. I think we're all set.
Well, not quite yet. There's still discussions going on right now. Play clock's at 25. I don't know if it's just not working.
Well, one in doubt, throw a little Maroon 5 on. That always...
They've popped the music on.
Never a good sign, by the way, when the music comes on, because that means they don't know what's going on.
Well, they're going to wind the game clock, and now the play clock is up and going. It seems like everything back to business. Two back sent this time. Tight end off to the left. It'll be Garrett again. Stretch play to the left side. He's got a big hole and off to the races. Nobody going to catch Marcoris Garrett. He's in for the touchdown. 41-yard touchdown run for the senior. And Columbia with a two-play scoring drive that shreds the Monmouth defense.
Last week, Matt, Columbia ran for 31 yards. Already today, they've eclipsed that number. They've come out, ran the football a couple of times. Marcoris Garrett, two carries, one touchdown. And the Lions, in their first home game of the year, have their first home lead of the season.
On for the extra point is Luke Eddy. Will work out of the hold of the punter, Paul Delaney. Good snap, good hold. Kick is good as well. Columbia 7, Monmouth 3. 8:27 to go here in the opening quarter. We step out for a 30-second timeout. We're back with more Hawk football on the Shore Sports Network.
Fans, the Hawks would like to thank their premier sponsors and good friends for this season's football season at Monmouth University. We'd like to thank our friends at World Subaru on Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls, Coca-Cola, McClune's Restaurants, and Surf Taco and all their great locations for their tremendous support throughout this football season, both on the Shore Sports Network and on campus at Monmouth University.
Now, quick scoring drive for Columbia. The Lions, two plays, getting themselves into the score column. Marcoris Garrett did it all. Two carries for him, 53 yards, including a 41-yard touchdown. And that Monmouth defense, which was pretty potent last week, giving up a couple of big early plays, and the Lions have grabbed a 7-3 lead. And back on a kickoff is Luke Eddy. Same spot of the football between the left hash and the midpoint of the field. Another returnable kick for Tevron Brandon. From the 10 out to the 20, 25, gets to the 30. Running right, taken down at the 31-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 for the Hawks with 8:21 to go in the first quarter.
We've seen two scoring drives. Monmouth with a methodical clock-grinding approach to theirs, which ended in a field goal. Columbia had a great kickoff return following that. Two long running plays by Marcoris Garrett. And they hold a 7-3 lead. So now the offense will come out, Matt. And I like what they did last time. Good balance. Really bring the clock down. Let your defense rest.
Hill comes back on. It'll be Hayes to stay in the backfield. Jake Morrow in at the H-back spot. Hayes will get it. Off tackle left side. Ripped down after a 1-yard pickup. Nice open field tackle made by Chad Washington, the defensive end.
Matt, I hear coaches say all the time that you make your most improvement as a team between weeks one and weeks two. And I would make the statement right now that this Columbia defense that last week allowed 5 yards a carry on the ground and almost 260 yards to that Fordham Rams team looks a lot better up front against the Monmouth rushing attack that has been very good the last 2 weeks.
Second and 9, two receivers split wide to the left, Sterling up top to the right. Hayes wants to run again, having a hard time finding a hole. Squirts forward to the 35-yard line for a gain of 3. Second and 6 now for MU.
Third and 6. Normally, Matt, Mike McLafferty would be in play here. He's unable to go today. So now the onus is going to fall on the receiving corps. A guy who didn't have a great game a couple of weeks ago, Lamar Davenport, caught that touchdown last week. I look for him in a spot like this.
Hill checks things over. Davenport has single coverage to the left. Hill going to sling it to his right. Sumlin will make the catch, dives forward for a first down. which I believe he will have just enough to get, and the chains will move here. Offense staying on with 7:03 to go in the first quarter. Just joining us, Lions with a 7-3 lead over Monmouth.
And so far, with the exception of that fable wheel route, haven't seen Brandon Hill really test it downfield, and I'm fine with that. Take what the defense is going to give you. If you got to go short and just keep gaining yards, it's a lot better to pick up 4, 5, and 6 through the air than to have an incompletion.
Hill this time will go tight end right. Three receivers come near sideline to the left. Hayes to the left of Hill. Play action. Brandon rolling to his left and dinks it for Sumlin, but off of the hands of the junior slot man, and it'll go as an incompletion. Now 2nd and 10.
And that time, Brandon should have progressed through his reads a little more. He had three guys out there, Sumlin, Davenport, and Sterling. They were about 7 yards apart downfield. He had the middle guy, Sterling, wide open, breaking towards the sideline. He took the first read instead and delivered a low throw to Sumlin on the outside.
Split wide out set. Davenport comes left. Sterling up top to the right. On a 2nd and 10, Columbia with pressure. Hill steps up in the pocket and gets sacked. Pretty predictable down to blitz on, and Monmouth couldn't keep enough guys in to block. 6 yard loss to set up 3rd down and 16 now for MU at the 6.5 minute mark of this first quarter.
Brought the blitz right up the middle. Zach Olinger, the middle linebacker, on an A-gap blitz. When he blitzed, Matt, the entire offensive line had to shift over. It left the left end unblocked, and that's why he was able with Washington and Melka to get in for the sack.
Timeout on the field. We will keep it here with 6:27 to go. Mostly sunny day. A couple of clouds popping overhead. Josh Patterson, an injured MU player, will check out of the game. That will bring in number 73, Keith Clouts, to check in at the tackle spot. Slight breeze, not too crazy. Kind of going from right to left down the field.
Beautiful city day today.
Clouts, who has seen action this season, 6'7", 290-pound sophomore. Got some big shoes to fill with Patterson, the fifth-year senior. Hill now on a 3rd down at 16. 4 wide receiver set. 3-man rush. Monmouth will keep it on the ground with Hayes. And out to the 37-yard line for just a gain of 2. MU forced to punt here on 4th down and long.
Not too risky right there. Keep it on the ground. Maybe Hayes could break one, pick up more yardage, even make it maybe a manageable 4th down. But the Columbia defensive line, really the front seven, has been very good so far in the first quarter against that Monmouth rushing attack, which again, coming into this game today, has had 2 runners go over 100 yards each the last 2 weeks.
Eric Spillane on to punt this one away. Going back deep is Travis Rhyme. Good coverage down the field, but Rhyme, who had a great kick return, steps out of the first tackle and able to come forward out to the 17-yard line. Which might not sound like all that much, but he was pinned back pretty deep inside of his own 10.
Tevron Brandon had him in his arms at the 5-yard line, let him spin out. So it's a lot different, Matt, starting at the 5 to starting at the 17. So now Columbia, either way, they've got a longer field here. Last time, if you remember, they almost started near the 50-yard line.
5:16 to go here in our first quarter. A little bit of a stoppage as teams changing units. If you are listening to us and kicking around the Monmouth campus today, busy day of soccer activity as the women playing a game that starts in about 3 minutes. So you probably got time to shake out the cobwebs from last night and get yourself over to the Great Lawn. And then the men playing tonight at 7 o'clock, their final non-conference game of the schedule against Central Connecticut State before they open up play in the MAC.
Women's team, Matt, doing very well early
tremendous,
on.
Tremendous early start to the year for them.
The men, which were picked to win the MAC this season, a little slow to their beginning. They're working some new players in, but full day on campus, and obviously we hope you're tuned in here to 1160 1310, ShoreSportsNetwork.com, and on the Radio Pup app as well.
Split wide receiver set with 3 into the game. 2 off to the left, 1 back to the right for McDonough. It was all Garrett last time, who will change spots. He'll go as a running back to the right side now. McDonough wanting to throw, has some time, dumps it off in the flat for Garrett. He's a shifty little back and takes it to the 24-yard line before being upended by Tevron Brandon.
5'11", 202 goes Garrett. Plays a little bigger than that. You said it, shifty. He's really tough to bring down in a close territory.
Hails from Marietta, Georgia. Has been a good player here in a tough stretch of football for Columbia. Single back in this formation. Split wide out set. Tight end wing off to the left. Wing is in motion from left to right. Here is Garrett. He'll have the carry. Fumbles the football. This one up in the air, and I think Monmouth has it. I think it went right into the hands of Andrew Sutton, and MU, who forced a couple of turnovers last week, gets another here in the first quarter, and they'll be automatically in scoring position, taking it over at the Lion 33.
It was a great job initially, Matt, by the defensive line to force Garrett not to go where the play was designed. They clogged the hole. He had to jump cut in the hole, and when he did that, tried to switch hands. The ball popped right up in the air. Good job by the D to hop on it.
4:31 to go in the first quarter. An early opportunity now for the Monmouth offense. Josh Patterson, who had limped off before, comes back in for this series. So MU back with their original five up front. Elijah Phillips, split wide receiver to the left. Two up top to the right. Sterling, the widest man in the formation. This time, Fable and KB Asante will be the backfield setup. Hill calling out the defense a little bit, and we'll have a delay of game against Monmouth. That's not a good penalty to take coming out of a turnover when you maybe, I guess, take your time coming on. I didn't even realize that the play clock was running or when it started.
Not a good penalty, because you come out with momentum off a turnover, try to maybe go play action, go up top. Now the element of surprise might not be there.
Same set. Columbia bringing all kinds of pressure. Here's Asante looking for a hole off the left side. Hit and drop. Big hit. Out of bounds. That was applied by Nick Melka, the senior defensive end. What we've seen so far with Columbia is, when you talk about an Ivy League, I hate to say they're no dummies, because we know that they're not. It seems a little foolish to say. But they've gone to work on this Monmouth team certainly the last couple weeks, and they are making a concerted effort right now to slow down the running game.
Yeah, they're loading up the box. They even have a five-man line here. They want to make Brandon Hill beat them.
Hill, play action. Here comes pressure. Hit as he releases the football and just kind of threw it up there in the direction of Sterling, double covered by a couple of blue jerseys. That pressure was applied by number 97 again, Melka.
This drive had a lot of promise. Get the fumble, get the ball in really good field position, and then all that happened was delay a game, negative running play, incompletion, third and long here. The Hawks, Matt, look to pick up some of these yards, get a manageable go for it on fourth down.
Could be four down territory, or if you got half of it right now, you could be in field goal range. Four wide receivers set, and the umpire coming in. Let's see a flag come out. Tight end. Timeout call? Yeah, timeout. Timeout by Columbia, and we'll step out as well. 3:56 to go here in the first quarter. Columbia 7, Monmouth 3. Third and long when we come back after a 30-second timeout on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth coming back on after the timeout. Third down here and 15 for Brandon Hill. Four wide receivers set. Ball set from the left hash mark. Richard Sterling up top. Sumlin and Phillips to the near side. Phillips into the pattern. Hill wants to throw. Looking for Sterling, and that one thrown too high, even for the 6'4 Sterling. And on fourth down now, Monmouth will send on the punt team and hope that Spillane can pin back the Columbia offense.
Big win for the Lions defense. Again, Monmouth got a turnover, good field position, and then a penalty, and good defense by Columbia. And now the Lions will get it back. See if Eric Spillane can put this ball inside the 10-yard line.
Travis Rhyme back deep. He stands at his own 6. Spillane off the side of the foot, but that might be enough to do the job. Rhyme will call for and make a fair catch inside the 10 at the 8-yard line, where it will be first down and 10 for Columbia. 3:44 to go here in the first quarter. Lions up 7-3.
I'd like to remind all listeners that Aramark is an award-winning leader in professional services, providing food service, facilities management, and uniform and career apparel to healthcare institutions, universities, and school districts. Aramark is proud to be the food service provider of Monmouth University.
Columbia with a score and a turnover in their two times with the football. Time number three, pinned back inside the 10-yard line. CFMU goes on the attack. An I formation for Trevor McDonough. Double tight end, one to either side, and a single wide receiver. Here is the give. This one will go to Marcoris Garrett. Gets stopped just shy of the 10-yard line. Gain of about a yard. Second down and about nine coming up for Columbia.
I think 20 of the 22 players on the field, Matt, were within 7 yards of each other on that play. I formation, couple of tights, Monmouth walking both safeties up, just a couple of receivers and a cornerback out wide.
Ryan Flannery, Connor Nelligan split out this time, wide to the right, offset I formation to the right. McDonough wants to throw, stops this one in the direction of Flannery, who had it but then dropped it as he was drilled going out of bounds. Coverage by Brandon and Co.
You like that there? If you're not going to play the ball, you play the man. And Tevron Brandon did that there and was able to jar the ball loose on the outside, forcing third and long.
Now a third down set where Monmouth really wants to make a stop here, because whatever win there is, Columbia would have to punt into, and presumably MU would get good field position. Lions with a three wide receiver set. Back into the shotgun is McDonough. Hawks with a five-man front. They'll rush four. McDonough has time. Lets it go. Deflected ball by Gary Onakuzi. Almost went to Clark Coe, but the MU defense does the job nonetheless and sets up a fourth down and nine. And on will come the punting team led by number one, Paul Delaney, for Columbia.
Really good reflexes that time by Gary Onakuzi. He was retreating in pass coverage. Matt just kind of stuck his arm out and got a hand on it, almost like a soccer goalie there with his reflexes, and then getting it offline and ultimately falling to the ground.
So we talk about good field position. Elijah Phillips is standing on the Columbia side of the 50-yard line. Wobbly kick by Delaney. Phillips will make a fair catch at the Columbia 47-yard line, where Monmouth will have a short field to work with. So the Hawk drive so far, three on the board in the opening drive from Spillane, but since that point have been out of rhythm a little bit, now coming up on series number four.
And it's been first down that's been the undoing of those Monmouth drives. We saw negative running plays, an incomplete pass last time, a penalty the time before that. It's very important for Monmouth to gain good yardage on first down. Do it on the ground, do it in the air. Maybe utilize bubble screen again to get Brandon Hill back in some kind of rhythm.
Well, this might be the set for it right now. Trips off to the wide side of the field, the offensive left. Sterling is in the middle of Davenport and Richards. Hayes is checked back in at the running back spot. Flags are out. This is going to be against Monmouth. Movement by the left guard, Reese Johnston, who got started early, will back up MU. Second consecutive start of a possession that Monmouth will begin with a five-yard penalty. This one will be marched back to their own 48-yard line.
Just to build on that previous point, first down. Got to win first down. Columbia's defense and the penalties have been the ones winning first down these last few Monmouth drives.
First and 15 now for Hill. Different set. Fables check back into the game. H back to the right. Three wide into the game. Hayes will get the carry. Big hole up the middle, and Hayes will take it back into Columbia territory. Tripped up at the 44-yard line for a gain there of just about 8 yards. It'll be second down and about seven.
Much better surge that time by the offensive line. Really good cut by Hayes leading through. And it was really opening up in the middle, which allowed him to get those shoulders square to the line of scrimmage.
Richards staying into the game. Slot receiver set to the left. Davenport, wide man to the left. Sterling up top right. On the ground again, it's Hayes. Gets outside the tackle box, squares the shoulders, and gets just inside the 40-yard line to about the 39. That will be about a 5-yard pickup and leave Monmouth 2 yards shy of a first down. Inside of 2 minutes now in this first quarter.
A lot of options here, Matt, in the playbook. You can also just run it, and if you don't get it, you could run it again. This is four down territory with the ball just inside the plus 40-yard line.
You would think the way that Monmouth has run the football, they'd feel comfortable about getting 2 yards here. Third and two. Hill will move Fable and Hayes. They'll split the backfield. Hayes will get the carry. He's going to have the first down and more. Cuts up at the 35-yard line and will get it down to the 32. Tackle made that time by number 35, the outside linebacker, Vinny Pouliez. Nothing fancy so far from this Monmouth offense. They give Hayes forward progress to the 32. And MU coming back on here. Hill looking things over. It's a four-man line for Columbia. Strength through the secondary off to the defensive left. Trips to the right for MU. Hill looking all the way. Wants Fable out of the backfield, and Fable will make the catch down inside the 25-yard line to about the 23. Be close to a first down. Need to get a little closer to the 22 for a first, and that is where they will spot the football. So the chains will move here on a 10-yard pickup.
Good throw. Had Thaddeus Richards wide open, streaking down the field. Maybe it's just me. Does Brandon Matt look like he's kind of locking in on his first receiver and not going through his reads?
You know, you read my mind. I was going to say the only problem sometimes with Hill, he telegraphs a lot of passes. On first and 10, Hill wants to throw here. He's got the tight end over the middle. It's Fable again. Nice little catch that time on a quick hitter, almost like an old-fashioned tight end pop pass, they would call it. And Fable able to rumble his way down to the Columbia 6-yard line.
Got to keep an eye on number 74, Reese Johnston. Slow to get up, hobbling a bit. He is staying in the game. He doesn't look very good right now, and Monmouth doesn't huddle, so he's got to gut through it. But you're right, nice little play design there. Quick little play action pop.
Brendan Sook has checked into the game at the tight end spot. Give Fable a little bit of a blow. Here's a reverse setup, and it's set up beautifully. Hayes pitches to Thaddeus Richards. Touchdown for Monmouth. They use the reverse on a two-point conversion play against Lehigh with Sumlin, and now it's Richards to get himself into the end zone for a score.
And did you catch who gave the lead block, in air quotes, on the play? Number 10, Brandon Hill. He got just enough of a Columbia defender with his off shoulder to clear Richards into the end zone. That play, 2 for 2 on the season.
Well-designed play for Thaddeus Richards, who gets a rare rushing attempt, but able to convert and get it into the end zone. His first touchdown of his collegiate career for Richards. Spillane on for the extra point, and Monmouth has grabbed the lead back. 9-7, make it 10-7 with the extra point. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. We'll keep it right here as we have a quarter break coming up. Good drive for Monmouth. Again, field possession has been important here. The defense on that third down stop. Get the football back despite the penalty. Dink and dunk your way down the field a little bit. And then a little razzle-dazzle at the end of the drive.
Absolutely, partner. Kind of, you said it during the drive. It was very old school, very smash mouth. That progressed Monmouth downfield. Remember, they got it on the plus side in Columbia territory after the Phillips fair catch. Good running. Good passing to Zach Fable, and then what ultimately did it in, a nice little bit of trickeration, the little reverse. We've seen it run to Sumlin, this time Richards. Really good job out front by that Monmouth O-line, which after those first few possessions looks to be settling in against this Columbia defense and starting to clear some holes, like what I see right now from the big guys up front.
Lucas Santangelo will come on to kick off. Monmouth will have to keep an eye on this one as Travis Rhyme was pretty dangerous returning the football. Last time kind of set up the scoring drive and had a decent punt return as well. Maybe Santangelo thinks about kicking the other direction. He will give this a good charge down the middle part of the field and about halfway back in the end zone. That'll be down by Rhyme. Won't come out. Good foot that time by Santangelo. Has done really well kicking the football off this year.
Yeah, that time kicking into a bit of a wind, putting it about 6 yards deep. So now you make that Columbia offense have to go a long distance. They scored on that first touchdown drive on that Garrett run to the outside. Since then, the defense has settled in nicely here. You give the Lions a long field to work with.
No time off the clock with the kickoff because it was a touchback out to the 25-yard line. So this is likely the final play of the first quarter. Split wide receiver set for McDonough, who comes on. Mammoth showing blitz. Here's the give to Garrett. Runs through one tackle and bouncing forward to the 30-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of about 4.5. We'll call it 5 yards as we've reached the end of the first quarter. 15 minutes in the books. Mammoth up by 3, 10-7. We step out for 60 seconds. We're back with more Hawk football right after this on the Shore Sports Network.